there's a romance to the Olmsted landscapes that are, you know, we need it in our lives. You know, we're all so busy. We're all focused on getting from here to there. And the parks are all about stopping and literally smelling the roses.
Olmsted Parks president and CEO Thomas Herrera Mishler stood at MLK Park on a beautiful sunlit morning talking about the importance of Buffalo's park system. It was back in 1868 that the City of Buffalo Parks Commission first started to meet with landscape architect Frederick Law Olmsted. He created a historic system in the Queen City that is still enjoyed today.
Last week we had Adrian Benepe. He's the former commissioner of parks for New York City. He's probably the preeminent park builder in America right now. He toured the parks and stated unequivocally that we have the best maintained park system in the country. Isn't that incredible? Something that we can be very proud of. He was astounded that we were doing it on such a modest budget.
The Parks Conservancy receives one-third of its budget from the city to help maintain the parks. The rest it raises in donations. That is why tonight's fundraiser is key to the future of caring and improving the parks. This year's gala co-chair is Elizabeth Carlson.
Certainly a historic perspective to it, as a lot of Buffalo, it's one of the amazing jewels that we have to have this park system. So certainly from a historical preservation type of perspective, it's very important too. But the main thing is that we just want the people in our community to be able to be in and enjoying the parks on a daily basis.
Olmsted is working to raise over $100,000 this year, but it remains $9,000 short of that goal. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.